Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Tainis, Daf Chavches. Today is a very big daf. I apologize in advance that we're not going to be able to talk so much about it in our time allotted. And it's a lot to say, just the words, and we'll do what we can to make some comments. So, Vinilkat Debeitar, we're up to Vinilkat Debeitar, about the six wide line on Chav Zayin Amabes. We're talking about the tragedies, again, that happened on Shavuos Batamuz and that happened on Tisha B'Av. So we just spoke about that we had a machlokas of Rechon Reish Lakish about the shear, whether the one is allowed to have a shear below Nesachim. Okay, now we get to Beitar. Beitar was the tragedy a little bit after the Churban. Rebbe Avi Darsh Esrin Va'arba Uvdin Babil Hashem Alochama. Rebbe Darshan 24 tragedies that are learned out from the Pasuk in Eicha that Habil Hashem Alochama. Hashem did not have Rachmanis on Am Yisrael. Rebbe Yochanan Darsh Ashisin. Rebbe Yochanan Darshan 60 tsarist from the Pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Yatar Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan, is more than Rebbe. Rebbe was even closer to the Churban than Rabbi Yochanan was. So Rebbe should have be a bigger bucky in everything that happened. How could Rabbi Yochanan add? Ella al yidei de Rebbe havi samech lechurban beis makdasha, because Rebbe was close to the Churban. Havi taman savin nihirin, there were still elders that remembered. They remembered what it was like. And when Rebbe started giving drashas and talking about the tragedies, they started crying, and basically there was such a cry that Rebbe couldn't continue darshaning. And the shir had to stop. And they got up, and they couldn't continue. So it was the opposite. It was because it was so fresh and raw that the Rebbe couldn't go on. Tani, Amar Rebbe Yehuda Bar Ilai, Baruch Rabbi, according to our Girsa. Rebbe Yehuda Bar Ilai is quoting someone, Baruch, his Rebbe. We're not exactly sure who that is. Some change the Girsa, that it's not Baruch Rebbe, it's just take out that word. Okay. Rabbi Hayadorish, Akol Kol Yaakov, Aydami De Esav. Kol Shel Yaakov, Tzavach, Mimasha Asu Lo Yadav Shel Esav. Yaakov cried out based on what Esav did. Akol, the Kol is Yaakov, based on the Yadayim De Esav. Beitar, what the Romans did. Romans are from Esav, and what they did. Remember the Vilna Gaon, Hakol Kol Yaakov. In the Torah, one kol is spelled, not according to our Girsa, but in the Torah, one kol is spelled with a vav, one kol is spelled without a vav. There are two kolos of every Jew. The kol malei, with a vav, and the kol chaser, without a vav. The kol chaser is the kol of tefillah. The call of, when we daven, we have to feel broken. We have to feel lacking. We have to feel that we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we have to approach Hashem with that call. But then we have the call of Torah, the proud call, the full call, the, when we stand up straight, the call of Torah. So those are the two kolos, call, Torah, call, tefillah. But again, Rebbe Darshan's here, that it was the call of tefillah, based on what Esav was doing. Tani Rashim Bayachai, Akiva Rebbe, Hayadorish. Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai says, "My Rebbe Akiva darshened darach kochav mi Yaakov." Right, the pasuk in Balak, a star went out of Yaakov. Darach kuziba mi Yaakov. He darshened. Rebbe Akiva darshened this pasuk relating to Bar Kochva, because Rebbe Akiva again thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach. The Rambam talks about this also. Again, interesting. The old Rambams didn't have this. A couple of lines in Sefer Malachim was edited out, but you look in the Frankel Rambams, it's all back in. The Rambam quotes this, that Rebbe Akiva thought. Rabbi Kiva, kind of Ichami Bar Kuzba. When Rabbi Kiva saw Bar Kuzba, again, before they were all massacred, in Beitar, Havi Omar, Deinu Malka Mashiach. This is Malka Mashiach. Amalir Rabbi Yochanan Ben Turta, Akiva, Yalu Asavim Bilachayach, Vadayin Bedavaloba. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Turta argued, he said, Akiva, grass will come up from your cheeks, meaning you'll be 6 feet under, and grass will be growing on top of you. Mashiach's not going to have come by then. Meaning you're wrong, he's not. There was a machlokas amongst the rabbis whether Bar Kochva was Bar Kuziba. Rav Sternbach, just Amar Makom, in Moadim Musmanim, in Hey Shinnun Beis, discusses, well, the Rambam discusses, does the Melech HaMashiach have to bring miraculous signs that he's Mashiach? Mistamanat. Or else, you know, they wouldn't have been a machlokas here. Right, so it must be that he, like the Rambam says, what does he have to do? He has to bring the Jews closer to Am Yisrael, and he has to do Kippas Galias, and he has to build the Beis HaMikdash, he has to do all these signs. So it must be that some of those signs were being done, and Rabbi Akiva thought that this was going to be it. This was going to be it, but it ended up obviously not being it. That's what he said. V'yesh l'tavua tuva, Rav Sternbach, ha'atana ha'eloki, Rabbi Akiva, heich ta v'hita v'eis Yisrael, shemen kuziba melech ha'mashiach. It must be that, right, that's, it's, it, there isn't a requirement for miraculous. So it must be that there are different avenues. There, Rabbi Akiva felt that if Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, then there are other pathways for Mashiach to come. And because he thought that they were doing tshuva now, so then you wouldn't need all the other simanim. So again, that's what he talks about. But again, the machlokas about whether he was Mashiach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan called Adrianus Kesar Horeg Bebeit Hashmonim Elef Ribo. Adrianus Kesar killed in Beitar. Again, sometimes there's numbers here that just mean a lot. Shmonim Elef Ribo is 80 million. So, and if we say that, but again, a lot. And there was a separate tragedy, so it means it wasn't just another city that was knocked out, but as we'll see today, it was huge. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shmonim Elef Zug Shaltoke Kronos, 80,000 pairs of horn blowers. Hayu Makifin is Beitar, surrounded Beitar by the Romans. Each one of them was an officer of many soldiers. Vayisham ben Kuzba, Vayelo Matayim Elef Batifi Etzba, and all Ben Bar Kokhba had was an army of Matayim Elef. Maybe that means 200,000. Matifi Etzba, those who were injured from their finger. Why? Because Ben Kuzba, the way that he asked them to show their allegiance to him was to cut off one of their fingers, or even bite off one of their fingers. That's what Ben Kuzba demanded. Sounds like, right, exactly. How can this be Mashiach, right? Somebody who acts like that. Right? Remember the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, where the Radvaz discusses, if somebody says to a person, let me cut off a limb of yours, and if not, I'm going to kill so-and-so. Does one have to give their limb in that case, right? If somebody says, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to kill so-and-so, that's Yehari Val Yavar, right? You have to let yourself be killed. You can't kill so-and-so. But if the other, what about a limb? So the Radvaz assumes, based on a number of reasons, but one of them is, Derachei Adarchei Noam, it can't be the Torah demands that. It can't be the Torah demands that you are obligated to give a limb. Right, if Midas Chassidus, you want to say, but not cutting off limbs is not something that's Derachei Adarchei Noam, and that's what Bar Kuzba did here. He made them do it. So Shochol LeChachamim V'Amru Lo, Adem Asher Ta'oses Yisrael Bali Mumen. How long are you going to make Bnei Yisrael Bali Mumen? Amar Lehen Chechef Shal Lebotkan. Well, how can I test their allegiance to me? Amru Lo, they said there are easier ways. Kol Mi Sheino Rochev Al Suso V'Oker Eres Min Levanon. Have them ride on horses and see if they can grab off a branch from the tree. So if they can't do that, okay, then they're not good riders. Lo yeinechtav b'israti yeshalcha, then they shouldn't be on your list in the army. So they tested. Vayelo matayim elef kach, matayim elef kach, and it ended up that he had 200,000 of the bali mumin and 200,000 of the riders that were left, and that's all they had. V'kadav inafak lakrava, and when he went out to war, havi amar, Bar Kuzba used to say, ribona da'alma lo tisov lo tichsof, Hashem, I don't need your help. Just don't, just be neutral. Just stay on the side. Lo tiso, don't help. Lo tichso, but don't destroy us. Right? The, Karmana Eda. Tania hakol al hateva. Right? So it's hard to think that, Rabbi Akiva heard any of this. And then he quoted a pasuk, which, again, is taken out of context. Halo ata lokim zanachtan of lo seitzi alokim bitzivosenus. This was, how he went out. Obviously, not somebody who could be Malach HaMashiach. Shaloshanim u'mechsa asa Adrianus makav al Beitar. For 3.5 years, Adrianus was surrounding Beitar, and he saw he couldn't get in. Havir Blazar amudoy Yoshiv alasak v'lai. Havir Blazar amudoy sat for 3 years. He just sat on the floor with a sackcloth u'mispalo b'chol yom. He davened every day. V'yomer ribona olamim al tashi b'din ayom. Al tashi b'din ayom. Don't sit in judgment today. Don't sit in judgment today. Remember, we had a machlokas in Rosh Hashanah. When does Hashem judge? Once a year, twice a year, every day. So he seems to be saying every day. Don't sit in judgment today. Bo Adrianus Mezale. Adrianus was about to leave because he realized after 3.5 years it wasn't happening. So he was going to leave Yerushalayim. Amalei Chad Kusoy. One Kusoy, who's not mentioned here, who's obviously has a special place in Gehenim somewhere. Lo Tezalach. Don't leave. Danachami Mamevit. Let me show you what to do. Umashal Nachmadinta. And, you'll be able to conquer the country. Ale min biba de medinta. Says Kusi went through the biba, The Biba is like the Biv, the sewers, the gutters. He got in secretly, right? Because he went through, if he would have gone through the gates, he wouldn't have gone into the city. So he like went through underneath the, in the pipes, the Medinta. Olva Ashkach Lezer Mudoi. He went to Lezer Mudoi, Ka Matzli. He saw he was davening. Ova Nafshi Lachish Lebego Utne. He pretended to whisper him something. Right, Rabbi Lezer Mudoi probably had no idea, like he was just davening, he was focused. But this, Kusi pretended to whisper something. Chamonim b'nei Madinta, the people of Beit Tadeh saw. Vaisunig abe ben Kuziba, they brought it to Ben Kuziba. Amr le chaminen hain saba mishtoy lechavivach. Right, they said, well, we saw that, you know, this old man was talking to your uncle. Right, Rabbi Lezer Mudoi was the Ben Kuziba's uncle. Amr le ma'amar le ma'amar lecha. He asked the, you know, what did he say to you and what did you say to him? Amr le. If I tell you what he said to me, Malka Katali, if I tell you, so then Andreas is gonna kill me. The Lo Ana Amalacha at Katal Yossi. If I don't tell you, you're gonna kill me. Tavli Malka Katal Yossi Veloat. Better for the king to kill me and not you, so I'm gonna tell you. Amarli Dana Mashla Medinta. Right, what you know, he said to me, he made up the story. He said, Ozmodai told us that we're gonna give in to the authorities. We're going to give it to the authorities of the Romans. So he called his uncle. Rabbi Lezer Mudoi knew, what did this Kusi tell you? Amar Leilo Klum, nothing. I have no idea what you're talking about. Amar Leilo, what did you tell him? Amar Leilo Klum, nothing. I never spoke to him. Yoav, he got mad. Yoav Lechad Bod Vakali, he just gave him a kick and he killed him. He killed his uncle. Miyad Yosas Basko Vyamra. Abasko went out and said, Hai roi he'alil, those shepherds, ozve hatzon, they'll leave the sheep. Cherev al zro al ein yamino. There'll be a sword on his arm and on his right eye. Zroo yevosh tivash, his right arm will dry up. Ve'ein yamino kahoteche, his right eye will be dimmed. And that's what, was this a baskel that everybody heard? It was just a declaration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harak des Rabbi Lezer Mudoi, Zroa and Shalko Yisrael. So we darshan for the pasuk. You killed Rabbi Lezer Mudoi, who was the Zroa, who was the arm of Klai Yisrael, who was protecting them. Ve'en Yaminam, in their right eye. Lefichach Zro Shaloso Ish Yivosh Tivosh. Your arm will dry up. Ve'en Yamino Keatiche. Miyah Nilkata Beikithar V'Nerag Be'Kuzba. Right, immediately. Right, that's how Beitar fell. Be'Kuziba was killed. Atun te'inan reishi agabi Adrianus. They brought his head to Adrianus. Armalon man kataladeim. Who killed this? Who killed him? Armalei chad kusaya. Not katalti. The kusi said, I did. Armalei chamili petume. Show me his corpse. Show me his, I don't believe you. Chamili petume. They showed it to him. Ashka chachina krichi lave. There was a snake that was encircling around the corpse. Meaning, Omar. That snake was symbolizing that it didn't come from someone else, meaning it was from above. Amar Eluli Allah Adekatle was not for their God that killed him. Manav Yachokatle, nobody would have been able to kill him. Meaning they see the snake as if it was a sign that this is a supernatural occurrence, and it wasn't just you, right? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vekara Ilave, and Adrianus realized and called about the situation. If I couldn't do it for 3.5 years and all of a sudden not, it must be Im Lokit Suram Macharam. Vashem Hiskiram. It must be their rock has sold them and Hashem has put them closed in. Pasuk in Hazinu, I think, at the end. Vayogargavan, now we talk about the tragedy of Beitar. Some graphic illustrations. Vayogargavan, Vaholganach Shaka, Hasus Bedam Ad Chotmo. They killed until the horse's feet were sunk in blood. Vahaya Hadama and Ad Chotmo, all the way down. Vayadama Galgal Sloim Masui Arboim Sa, and the blood was so deep that it moved rocks that were as big as 40 Sa, Chahalach Hadam Biyam Arbaas Mil. Into the water, the blood was still seen for 4 mil. In Tomar Shikrov Aliyam, and if you want to say it was close to the sea, Allah Rechokam Aliyam Arbaas Mil, it was 40 mil away from the sea, so it traveled to the sea and then went into the sea. Rahman al-Islan, so much blood. Rahman al-Islan about the rest of the day. Amru shlosh me'os mochi tinokas matzo 11 achas. Rahman al-Islan, again, we saw this in the Shoah, stories like this, right? 300, children's heads were, found on one rock. Umatzo shlosh kupos shal ksutze tfilin shal tshat shatzin. They found 3 huge boxes of tfilin cases, each of 9 sa'ah. Vishomrim tesha shal shlosh osim, or 9 of 3 sa'ah each. There were 500 schools in Beitar. Each one had at least 500 kids. And they used to say, if our enemies would attack us, we are so plentiful, there are so many of us, we don't even have to like fight them with swords. B'machtovim alalu, with these writing instruments. Machtovim, the Karban Eda. Haim ha'etzim o ha'avanim shekosvin bahen. Right? Ani yotzim aleim u'menachrim esenayim. We'll take these writing instruments and we'll defeat our enemies. V'kivat shegarmu avonos, but because their sins caused them, ha'yakarchem kolachad v'echad v'sifra, v'sarfan alav, these to wrap these children in their own scrolls that they were studying, rachmon al-islan, and burned them. U'mikulam lo nishtayir ela ani. And he says, Rosh Gamliel says, I'm the only one left. V'kara al-garme, eini ololot l'nafshi, mikol benos iri, again, a pasuk from Eicha, my eye is a woes from my soul, based on all of the children of my city. Kerem gadoha yel Adrianus harasha. There was a huge vineyard that Adrianus had. Shmona sarmil, ashmona sarmil. 18 by 18, kibintari l'tzipori, like the space, like it takes to go from Tferia to Tzipori. V'ikifu gedar me'eru gebetar, rechman al-etzlan, again, Adrianus used corpses to surround his vineyard. Male komo pishut yadayim, right, spread out, standing up. Lo gazar aleim sheikavru, and they were not buried, ad she'omad melachachar v'gazar aleim sheikavru, until many years later, another king, where goes it, that they should be buried. And finally, when they were buried, amar Rav Chuna, right, one of the six things from Tu Ba'av, Mishaninu Aruge Beitar Lekfura, Nikva Tova Meitiv. When Aruge Beitar were Zocha to be buried and the bodies didn't disintegrate and there was Zocha, that's when Chazal made the fourth bracha of benching and also the bracha of Atova Meitiv that we see on better wine, Hatov Shalon Isrechu, Vameitiv Shanitno Lekfura. Says the Karban Eda here, it was by a better wine because Rachman al-Islan, he used to remember that Adrianus had used the bodies for surrounding his vineyard. And that reminds us of the whenever we make a brach on wine, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this nace that took place. The Meshachachma, whenever Atova Meitiv comes up, we mentioned this, right? Note, why was there a separate bracha made for, there were many nisim that occurred in history. Not always did Chazal institute a separate bracha, Atova HaMeitiv. So Meshachachma says this was basically the last nace that took place, the last open miracle that took place in our history. It was after the Churban. You know, way after the Hanukkah story. And, at this time, you know, Bar Kokhba was killed. Rabbi Akiva was wrong. Maybe Rabbi Akiva was killed by this time also. It was a pretty depressing time in Jewish history. And there was no Beis HaMikdash, the great Tanaim were all of being massacred. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this nace to show, and let's add, and Christianity was beginning. And, they were saying that the Jews have been rejected as the chosen people. So all of this was happening. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this miracle. So it's not stop a miracle of a miraculous event that took place, but it's to give B'nai Yisrael chizuk. Achra churban chashvu ki kiyuma bilti efshari. V'yasida lechalos v'lindod kitzoanim below tiferes adam. Kasharo ki bebeta lo nosho ayde malchus bar kochva. They saw it was all massacred. But once they were nitan lekvura, v'nigzar lehem kvura. I'll read this line. Kasharo ki amar aleim chesed melech chesed echad. When they realized there was one melech that had kindness, v'nigzar aleim kvura ki da'amru b'Yerushalmi sof tainis. Okay, thank you. Hey vinu ki Yisrael se echad bein shivim ze'evim. They realized that the Jews are among 70 wolves. U'bechesed Hashem ayde malchi chesed yachlev koach v'yosef das. It's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kasher yehem un gale yam l'shotfam. When the waves will push us out. Yavo haruach v'yashkitim ayde moshle v'yotzei eretz. Hashem will figure something out. Hashem levavam b'yan Hashem amalei ha'chesev. V'lachein tiknu hatov ha'meitiv al kiyum ha'uma. That's hatov ha'meitiv. On the fact that we are still around. Every time we bench, we should think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us. Right? The greatest miracle in the history of the world is that the Jewish people are still here. Hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yeitiv. U'mikim ha'uma ha'pla'i lamadnu ki nemnu divrei ha'nevi'enu v'divrei ha'voseinu asher hinchilu lanu morasha be'emunas uman kol ha'naga elokiz be'binyan Yerushalayim va'aretz v'lochein v'chulu, and he continues. Okay, Tani. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Chamishu v'shtayim shana asas beitar l'achar chur b'reitz ha'migdash. There's a question amongst the scholars and amongst the our history. It says Beitar was 52 years after the Churban. Didn't we have before on top? It was 3.5 years. How do you put all these years together? 3.5 years, 52. Was it 52 still during the time of the Beis HaMikdash? So, got to put it all together. V'lama Harva, why was it destroyed? Al-Shehidliku Neiros Lachar Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it went on with life as if you know, business as usual, and they lit candles literally after the Churban. Vlamadikineros, why they light candles? Shahaya. Shahayu Bolvati Yerushalayim, Yoshe Bam Samadina. There were certain types of nobles. During the Zman of the Mikdash, they used to sit in the street. People used to come be all a regal. They used to see people coming from Beitar. Beitar's real estate seemed to have been very expensive. And these people, these nobles in Yerushalayim, wanted, they were obviously tricky individuals, and they did the following. Shakranim, not just tricky. Right? When they saw people coming up to Yerushalayim, Avi Amrinle, Begil de Shamun, the Shaminan Alach, the Adboy, Misavda, Arkundis, Ubovutis. Oh, they say that you're here because you want to become a politician here. You want to get a job here. You're under the mayor. Vuamar Laispedaiti. No, that's not why we're here. Bidil Tashaman Allah Tad Boy Mizavna Usya Dilah. Oh, we heard you want to sell your property in Beitar. Vuamar Lon Lespedati. No. Right, they used to get them into conversation, maybe learn exactly where their property was. And then, Favichavri Amarle, one said to the other, Madboy Mindain, what should we do to get this? Kasov Anachasim, write a star that says that this guy sold me his property, and you'll sign on it. Make up a whole false star. Favichsiv Vachavri Chasim, that's what they did. They used to write false, Shtari Mechira. Favimishalchin Unisa de Barbaisa. And they sent it back to the city deed holder back in Beitar, and they used to say Vamrinle, they said if so and so comes back to go on his property, Lotish Bakine, don't let him, Dizvina Gabon, because they sold it to us. So this is what they used to do. They used to blackmail the people that used to come. The Kiva Davi Shama Minon Kach, and once people heard this, Havi Amar, Halavai Isba Rigle Dehu Gavra, the people stopped coming to Yerushalayim. They said, oh, halavai, the leg of so-and-so, meaning me, the leg of my leg, they used to say, should break. Velosal Yerushalayim, I wish I didn't go to Yerushalayim. So the people in Yerushalayim had this terrible behavior, and the people in Beitar, you might say it wasn't their fault, but they didn't, instead of trying to figure out another way to get out of the problem, they just stopped coming to Yerushalayim. Hadu dechsiv, sadu tzadenu mileches berchovosenu. And we're not going to our streets anymore. Sadu tzadenu, atste urchas edu baisa. Let the ways, the roads of that house become desolate, meaning of the Beis HaMikdash. Karav kitzenu, karav kitzedu baisa. Let the end of that house come. Malu yamenu, male yomi dahu baisa. Let the days be filled, and therefore it won't be there anymore. Of inun lo nafkin tavos. That's why they didn't they didn't go out. The people of Beitar also didn't end up good, right? Af Inun, right? These people of Katavus, Sameach Le Lo Yinaka. Because when you're happy to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to, come out clean. Shnei Achim Havi Bekfar Chareva, there were two brothers. Havi Romin, Azlin, Alein, Makatlin, Lon. There were two brothers in Kfar Chareva, and the Romans kept trying to conquer the city, and they were pushed back. But the brothers were strong. Varmin, Kolsami de Milsa, and they said all types. Literally, Sami is a medicine. Nasi Kliel Rasheon. So the Romans kind of said, like, let's put the crown on their heads, meaning let's forget the city. Let's let them keep the city, and we're not going to try to overcome. Amrin. So they were told, Mavdekinan Ov Chazman. Try one more time, right? I guess maybe the Kusim said or whoever gave them advice. Menafkin pagabe chatzav. On the way out, the two brothers went out to defend, and an older man said, "Amar lahun baraychon suudinchon. Your creator is he who's helping you, meaning you should take a kodesh baruch hu every time." Amar lo yisr v'lo yismoch. Like Bar Kokhba said, "No, we don't need his help. Just as long as it doesn't cause any problems, let him stand on the side." Halo atol him zarachtanu. Right, same type of reaction there. It doesn't say what happened, but I can't think that they continued their defense after that comment. Shnei Arazim, so now we have 10 illustrations about how wealthy the Beitar was. Shnei Arazim, or not all just Beitar, how Yerushalayim was, how before the Churban. Shnei Arazim, Har Mishcha. There were two trees, Har Mishcha, which the Chor is Har Azesim. V'tachas Achas Mehen, Hayimochron Arba Chanias Torahs. How huge these trees were, these cedar trees. Under one of them, there were 400 stores that sold Torahs. V'echad Hayimotzin Memenu, Arbam Sol Gozlas, V'kol Chodesh V'chodesh. The trees were so big, they had 400 birds. that used to come every month from these trees that people used to use for the karbanos. Omenoi masapkin kinim lekal Yisrael. And that's why they used to supply the birds, the kinim, right? Mesechas kinim for all the Jews. Tarshimon avi mafik. Tarshimon was one of the cities. Avi mafik tlus mea de garvin de markoa. They had 300 garvin de markoa, right? That's some type of bread. Lekaita kol arovos shovsa. For lekaita to the poor people every Erev Shabbos. There were tons of bread. V'lama charva, why was it destroyed? This is quoted by the poskim, this line. Yesh omrim b'bneiz nus. Yishomim shemisachin bekadur, right? They played ball. They played ball. That's why Tur Shimon was destroyed. What do you mean play ball? The Karban Eid here, 2 days here. Number one, the Shabbos. They play ball on Shabbos, or even during the week, right? They played. Inamayim avalin yemembo and below askubatara. Right? They played all day. So again, I am the first to encourage exercise and to find outlets, but obviously there has to be a balance. As we balance. What about Shabbos? That's a big discussion in the Shulchan Aruch going back hundreds of years. The earlier postgame quote, oh, balls are muksa. Right? That's why they have no use. They're not a kli. L'chor b'sman hazeh, balls. It's hard to say that balls are muksa. If they have a use, they could be a toy for a child. So you have to say this was their focus. And again, playing ball, different balls on Shabbos depends on age, depends on context. A lot to talk about. Aseres alafim ayaros hayabahar amelach. 10,000 cities in Haramelech, Reb Lezer ben Charsom, Elef Bikulan. Reb Lezer ben Charsom had 1,000 of them. Remember Reb Lezer ben Charsom, he was the one in Yumalam and Hay in the Bavli that was so rich, and he was Mechayev Yashirim. Well, connect on Elef Sfinos Bayam, and he had 1,000 boats. The Kulam Charvo, they were all destroyed. Shol Jeyaros Hayu, Katzmom Shelahem, Oli Yerushalayim Bagala. There were three cities that were so rich that the Katzmom, the tax notebooks, or maybe the taxes themselves, they had to go up into Yerushalayim in a wagon. Kavul, Veshichin, Umigdal Tzivaya. These are the three cities. Veshlash and Harva, they were all destroyed. Kavul, Babriya Machlokes, Shichin, Mipnei Kshafim. This was their, sin. Umigdal Tzivaya, Mipnei Aznus. Good. Shloshakvaram Kalechad, Ve'echad, Yamotzi, Kiflam, Gyozim, Mitzrayim. They were huge, these cities. More than double, right? 1.2 million. Kfar Bish, Vikfar Shechlaya, Vikfar Dechraya. These were the names. Veloma Hari Kari, why were they called these names? Veloma Vikari Long Kfar Bish. Bish means bad. Telohavi Makabalim Le'avora. They wouldn't accept any passerbyers, any guests, right? They were like stone. V'lama hu kar in that way. V'lama hu kar long kfar shechlaya. Shechlaya is a type of crest, a type of growth. Davi marvin b'neiam kilan tach losaya. It grew very quickly. They had a lot of kids. There was tons of people there. V'lama hu kar long kfar dichraya. What's dichraya? Davi konashian yaldin dichrin. It was a boy town. They always had boys. Iloav is chadim in onafkam in Taman. If no woman would have ever left, I guess when she was about to, get pregnant, go into labor, love is yalda nukva, they would have only boys, no girls. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shmonim zugam achim koanim nisu shlonim zugios achios koanos. It's also quoted in the Bavli. 80 pairs shows you how many weddings took place even in one night. 80 pairs of brothers of koanim married 80 pairs of sisters who were koanos. Balayla echad bahadi gufna. In one night in Gufna. Chutz, besides, be'achim below achios, be'achis below achim. Besides the weddings that took place where weren't two brothers marrying two sisters. Chutz be'levim, chutz be'israelim, besides the levim and Yisraelim. This is just about the Kohanim. This is one of the lines, by the way, that's quoted by the Noda Behuda. Again, I'm sorry, we can't, do this at a more, a slower pace. Noda Behuda quotes that the Sefer Chasidim has things against Shas, right? That Tzavah, the Tzavah Behuda Chasid, right? Quotes, two brothers are not allowed to marry two sisters. Here it says right here that it doesn't sound like they did anything wrong. An uncle can't marry an aunt. The Gemara says that it's a mitzvah in certain cases. So this is one of the examples that he says it must be that the Tzavah was written for his family and not for Klal Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yochanan Shmonim Chanuya Shal Orgi Palgas Hayav Migdal Tzivaya. There were 80 stores of weavers of palgas, some type of beged. Amr Rabbi Chia Barbosh Shmonim Chanuya Shal Mochri Taros Hayav Bekfar Imra. There were 80 stores, those who sell taras. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Chia Barbosh, Monim Shidos Shal Mateches Hayah B'shichen. There were 80 Shidos, boxes of Mateches. Mateches is fancy, right? And that's in Shichen. Amar B'yanai Shido Lo Haisa B'yemeno. We never had that. Rabbi Zir b'shem Rav Chana, Eimar Hi Haisa, Katana Shabim Mishmaros. Imar was the smallest Mishmar, getting back to that. V'yaisa Motziya Shmonim V'chamisha Ela Perchaguna. And they, in that Mishmar, they had 85,000 young Kohanim. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shmonim Elef Perchaguna, Nergal Damosho Zacharya. It's more about 80,000. 80,000 young children were killed because of the blood of Zacharya. Remember Zacharya, this story is told in Divrei Hayamim. It's not told in Malachim. Only in Divrei Hayamim, it was told that they killed the Navi Zechariah. The Zechariah was not the Navi Zechariah, Chagai Zechariah Malachi. That was later. That was by Sheni. But the earlier Zechariah was a Navi and he gave them Musar and they killed him in the base of Mikdash. Rebu the Shalor Rebbe Acha, Heichan Argo Zechariah, Bezos Anashim, Bezos Yisrael. Was he killed in the Ezras Nashim? Or further in of the Zara, the Ezras Yisrael? Amalawi says neither. Lobez Yisrael, Lobez Nashim, Ella, further in, Ella Bezos Kohanim, in the 11 Amos that were next to the Mizbeach. Velo Nagu Bedamo, Lokedam Ha'ayav, Lokedam Atzvi, Taman. And they didn't even, right, we know the story from the Bavli, right, the blood sat there and boiled, right, for years, but they didn't bury, they didn't act with the blood like the blood of a ram or a deer, damang siv, shafak hasdama b'chizob afar, it's a mitzvah kisi adam, bramhacha, kidama bitocha hayal tzachich sela samteu, it was the blood stood there, on the rock, kokach lama, the answer is because Hashem wanted it there. Lalos chemelin kom nakam nasati yisdam al tzichich sela vilti ikasos, not covered. Shev avir zavir yisua bosa yom. On that day that they killed Zechariah, 7 sins. Hargu Kohen, Navi, Dayan. Right, we have a whole kina about this on Yom Kippur. Vishavchu Damnaki, in regular murder. Vitimu Esazara, they did in the base of Migdash. Vishabas Yom Kippur Maya. Wow. Vikivat Sha'ala Nuvuzradan Lakan. You might remember this from Gittin Nun Zayin. When Nuvuzradan went in, Razadam Toses, he saw the blood boiling. Abalahem, Ativa Shalzeb. What's this blood? Amrlo, Dam Parmukfasim Be'elim, Shinim Akivin Agamayim Ezbeach. It's just some blood of the animals that we were sacrificing. They brought the animals, and they saw the blood was still boiling. The Bavli's version is that he saw the bloods weren't different from each other, right? Since they didn't tell him the truth, so he started hanging them up, and he was about to torture them. Amr, they said, okay, I guess we better tell him. Seems like Hashem wants to be tovei the blood from us. Amrulo dam koin v'navi v'dayinu. Sheimis nabi aleinu. He was a dayin, he was a kohen that used to prophesize against us. Kol mashat oseh lanu v'yamanu alav v'aragnu. He told us things that we didn't want to hear, and we killed him. Miyad hevi shmona meser perchek elav perchekuna v'shachton alav. V'adana dam toses. So Nebuzradan brings all the kids, he kills them. But the blood doesn't stop. V'yahi shaita nazav bey. So at that moment, right, the Bavli adds in a couple of lines, Nuvuzradan says to the blood, Amalei, Matbay, what do you want from me? Novet kalu mascha alecha. I should kill the whole nation? Miyan nismali HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. All of a sudden, Hashem has rachmanis. V'yomar, ma'im zeshu basar v'adam. V'yachzari nismali rachamim abanai. If this Russia all of a sudden had an epiphany of rachmanis, ani shekasev bi, ki kel rachum Hashem alakecha lo yabcha v'lo yashrisecha, v'lo yishka chesbis habusecha, alachas kama v'kama. Obviously, it doesn't mean that only Hashem wouldn't have had that, but there's a message here. Miyad ramaz l'dam v'nivla bimkomo. So at that moment, finally the dam stopped bubbling, and it was nivla bimkomo. One more line. Rabbi Yochanan Shmona Melef Perchekuna Baruchulam Betol Kaltutim Shal Beis HaMikdash. 80,000. That's a number that Chazal sometimes use. A lot. Of Kohanim ran down to the basement of the Beis HaMikdash. V'kulam Nisrafu. They all died there and were burned. Mikulam Lonishtair Ela. Yoshua ben Yotzadak HaKohen HaGadol, Shenemar Halodeh Ud Mutzal Me'esh. He was the only one that was left. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and with Hashem, we will have to continue next time.